USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday is Read Across America Day, and cancel culture strikes again. Dr. Seuss, a.k.a. Theodore Geisel, has been dropped from the annual Read Across America event by the Virginia school system. Dr. Seuss books have long been a staple of the program. Cancel culturists say it's because the books allegedly have strong racial undertones. Dr. Seuss died at his home in La Jolla, California in the fall of 1991. A federal judge on January 29 sentenced former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith to 12 months of probation for forging an email that resulted in one of several major errors in the application to spy on former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. 29-year-old Brittany Gosney, an Ohio mother, has been charged with killing her 6-year-old son and disposing of his body in the Ohio River. Gosney has been charged with murder, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence in the death of her son, James Hutchinson. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday agreed to decide the legality of a decades-old congressional decision to exclude Puerto Rico from a federal program that provides benefits to low-income elderly, blind, and disabled people. Many Puerto Ricans have long complained that the Caribbean islands' residents are treated worse than other Americans, despite being U.S. citizens. Utility bills got you down? You're not alone.
That prediction comes from fourth-generation oil and gas professional Jay Young of Dallas-based King Operating.
You know, not natural gas, but your gasoline at the pump is going to go up. And it's going to go up substantially. I mean, we've already seen gasoline prices over the last 2 to 3 months go up 30, 40 cents. And it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better anytime soon.
Jay Young tells us to expect $4 a gallon later this year.
We're going to be paying a lot more. We'll be paying $4 at the pump by end of this year.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration continues to erode immigration policies set by former President Trump. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Joe Biden has changed a number of Trump-era policies since coming into office, specifically reversing a number of the former president's orders on immigration. But Congresswoman Nancy Mace says that too many of President Biden's policies are focused on reversing those of his predecessor. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Washington's focus should instead be on the American people.
The Biden administration is trying to literally undo everything good, especially that the Trump administration did. Under his administration, we had record unemployment, not only for women, but black and brown African Americans, Hispanic Americans, hardworking Americans. And everyone wants, I think, to have free trade with our neighbors. We want to support and be allies to our neighboring countries here and abroad. But we've got to take a stand and work for the American people. That's why we're here today, for nobody else but us, and to pull us up, to get us through COVID-19 pandemic, to keep our doors open, to keep businesses open, to put kids in school. And we're failing right now.
Moving away from working with all lawmakers, Biden has now signed more than 40 executive orders, actions, and memorandums. Officials with the Arizona Department of Health say those 55 and older will now be eligible for receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Officials are calling the arrangement a hybrid approach that will allow those 55 and older to get shots alongside frontline essential workers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.